resolution. Basically, colleagues, this bill replaces in exactitude the previous continuing resolution. The only difference is the date changes from July 31st to August 31st. We're making progress in our discussions, not as much as we'd like. We're getting closer, but it's unlikely that we'll finish by the end of this month. So our staff and leadership is requesting an opportunity to keep our government running for at least the next 2 or 3 weeks, and would urge my vote. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I was leaving to come down here and having a conversation with a colleague, the question arose, what indication do we get of support on the House side for this?
They need to have the same bill to be able to continue operations as we do. So I think that I've heard nothing to the contrary, that there's any negative. I don't know if there's any super positive. I think most of us like to be home at this point in time.
Mr. Chair, are you ready to entertain a motion?
Discussion. Senator Gordley. I'm sorry.
If this is discussion, I do have a question. Always mindful that our meetings are being listened to on the net and being watched live on OPAN. I think we need some more explanation for the record that tells the public exactly what are the budgets that have not yet been approved. This is a continuing resolution that addresses that gives authorization for government to continue, but there are still some budgets that are outstanding. So let's say what those are for the record.
I don't know off the top of my head. Staff, could you?
Mr. Chair, Senator Gordley, there's approximately 24 budgets that have not had bills that have passed both chambers in the same form. And those are the ones still being negotiated. And I don't think I can remember all of them, but I can give it a shot if you'd like. There would be the Department of Higher Education, Department of Education, Community Colleges, the Student Assistance Commission, Department of Human Services, State Commission on Children and Families, the Economic Development Department, Department of Transportation, the Governor's Office, Secretary of State. Then there would be Natural Resource Agencies, Department of Agriculture, Department of Environmental Quality, Water Resources, Fish and Wildlife.
Forestry.
You're done.
Department of Forestry.
You're doing well. Great, Rocco.
Oregon State Police, I think it's on that list.
That's State Police, Department of Corrections,
DPSSD, DLCD, CRGC.
Mm-hmm. All of State Lands.
Department of State Lands.
Mr.
Thank you.
Senator Burke.
I think Senator Burke is right, too, that the public doesn't know inside ball game talk. And in listening, it is important for them to know that government shuts down in the event that these resolutions, continuing resolutions, are not into law that will allow them to continue to carry out the state's business. I can't imagine those persons who are human services dependent and are in need of their lives going on daily and us shutting government down without passing a government resolution. So, Mr. Chairman, I want to applaud your leadership in bringing this bill before us today, because I think it's important in doing the people's business that we don't, interrupt their lives on a daily basis. And so I will definitely be a yes on this.
Well, very good. Senator Morris? I'm sorry. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I likewise recognize the importance of maintaining government, but it's currently within the realm of responsibility and authority of the House and the Senate to reach resolution on this budget that allows us to get on with our lives, state to get on with their lives, and to continue government. I will be voting a no on this because I don't want to send a message that status quo is acceptable and we will sit here until the end of August waiting for a resolution to something that should be resolved, should have been resolved long before now. So if you do need a courtesy vote, Mr. Chair, I will give you a courtesy vote to move this to the floor, but I will be a no. Prefer to be a no today and a no on the floor.
Thank you. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would echo the same comments from Senator Morris. And also just bring the fact that people are looking at us and thinking we're not doing our business here. Mm-hmm. I mean, Senator Courtney has made a great effort this session to upgrade and uplift the legislative session. And basically, this process has destroyed it. And whether it's, I'm not saying you folks, I mean, you know, it's probably enough blame to go around.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get past the blame and say, let's do our job. And so, I mean, I would give a courtesy vote also, but on the floor, I will have to be a no vote just
sure.
Because.
Well, that's fine.
We have a job to do, and we're not doing it.
General Wesley.
Well, Mr. Chair, I, too, like everyone else behind this dais, would prefer to be home at this juncture with my wife and children. But I don't think we should leave here today without recognizing the fact that the list of significant budgets that Ken Rocco read off are not without progress, that progress is being made every day on those budgets. And as much as anything else, as an insurance policy, should we miss this, the current continuing resolution by a couple of days, we do need the statutory authority to continue just as a cost-saving measure. If we had to shut state government down, it would cost far more to send everyone home, stop the flow of the processes, the computers, the service delivery, and then restart it, then it would have this continuing resolution in place and continue operations. I see this as in no way taking the pressure off of us to get this done. I know everyone in this building has given up two of their summers now. I don't look forward to giving up a third. So I know I, along with everyone else behind this dais, is working as hard as they possibly can to get us out of here as quickly as they can. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'd move the dash ones into Senate Bill 5631.
Discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5631 as amended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Nelson and Senator Morris, if you could want to decide which one of you would like to vote no in committee, that is fine. I need one of your votes.
I'll vote no, then. If you're going to vote...
I'll give you a courtesy.
All right, I appreciate that very much. Let the record show that the bill passes with a courtesy yes and a one objection from Senator Nelson with his willingness to be a team player also. We really appreciate that from both of you gentlemen. Thank you very much. We are adjourned, gentlemen, ladies. Thank you very much.